Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Well, the Irish Aviation Authority has proposed limiting passenger seat capacity at Dublin Airport over next summer because of the passenger cap at the airport. And if the plan is adopted, it would see a million less passengers travelling through Dublin Airport next summer. Well, for more on this, I'm joined by Eoin O'Mara Walsh, who's CEO of the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation, and also Stephen Matthews, who is Green Party TD and member of the Transport Committee. And you're both welcome. Eoin, your reaction to potentially a million less people going through Dublin Airport next summer?
Good morning, Claire. Yeah, I mean, the Dublin Airport passenger cap is a real and material danger to Irish tourism. We've always thought that. I mean, it's been estimated that it's going to cost as much as 500 million euro to the tourism industry next year. And then news just yesterday that there's likely to be a million less passengers through the airport next year just confirms our worst fears and concerns.
Whose fault is it?
Well, I think the airport passenger cap needs to be lifted. I mean, the Minister of State the other day said it was antiquated, and he was correct. I mean, it came into effect in 2006, 2007, all to do with road congestion, nothing to do with terminal capacity. I think there needs to be political intervention. It needs to be lifted to allow the airport to grow. Because remember, we're an island economy. So I always think from a tourism perspective and, you know, the damage that this is going to lead to the tourism industry. But FDI, exports, investment, they're all under real threat.
Well, we should remind people this is a proposal. It's not a done deal. And really, it's about what happens between now and then to try and mitigate its effects or to stop it from happening altogether. That's what you're saying should happen.
Yeah, well, the slot proposal is a proposal, but the cap is a cap. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a planning cap of 32 million. So, you know, that the airport is right up against that number already this year. And obviously it's going to have to curtail aircraft arrivals and departures next year to stay within the cap. And that is going to have a material impact on Irish tourism. 70% of the Irish tourism economy is made up of international visitation. So we really need the Brits and the Americans and the French and the Germans to come here. Because remember, this is Ireland's largest indigenous industry, biggest regional employer, and if the main gateway to the island of Ireland has got an arbitrary cap on it, it's going to stunt growth.
So if you say the cap needs to be lifted, who leads out on that? Who's in charge, in your view?
Well, my view is that this issue is of such strategic national importance. I mentioned already that, you know, I talk from a tourism perspective, but equally FDI investment exports, you know, the broader economy is going to be hammered by this. And it's of such strategic national importance, I don't think it should be handled by a local authority. So I think it needs governmental intervention, and it's not even ministerial intervention. I actually think the Department of Taoiseach needs to lead out in this. We're a small, open economy. We hugely depend on global connectivity to the world, and the cap needs to be lifted. It's antiquated, and there's an application in there to 40 million. I think that needs to be approved. The planning process needs to be expedited so that there's headroom for the economy and the tourism industry in particular to grow.
All right. Well, Stephen Matthews, let's get your view on that. The Department of the Taoiseach should lead out on this and the cap should be lifted. What do you say?
Well, good morning, Claire, and good morning, Eoin. And I would agree with Eoin. We are a small, open economy. We're very much dependent on air connectivity, both for tourism and for business. And you asked the question, Claire, whose fault is this? And the spotlight has to be shone completely on the DAA here. They failed to apply for planning permission. They got a grant in 2007 of a 32,000 million passenger cap. And the question needs to be asked, what have they been doing since 2007? This didn't just arrive yesterday. They have a planning application with Fingal County Council. It's a very large, complex planning application. And part of that application is to have a cap of 40 million passengers per year. But it's firmly with the DAA. They should have done something well before this critical point has been reached. The question you asked, the question, is this for the Department of the Taoiseach to intervene? I would be against any form of ministerial interference with the planning system. We have a very long and poor history in this country of political interference. But the question, but if the Department of the Taoiseach, if Simon Harris wants to sit down with the DAA, the questions he needs to ask are, why did you wait till now? Why are you exceeding your nighttime flight limits? Why are you not complying with your flight path conditions? And why was your recent application to Fingal County Council so poor and deficient that the planning authorities had to go back and ask you for further information?
All right, well, listen.
And you were so short on your information,
yep.
The DAA has asked for a three-month extension
okay.
to get that information.
Listen, you might be surprised to hear what I have to tell you, because we asked the Dublin Airport Authority about their role in all of this, and let me tell you what they have told us this morning. The DAA confirms it is part of the passenger cap mess. We agree we should have applied to increase the cap back in the 2016 to 2018 period when passenger numbers were edging towards 30 million. We wish we had done. We take the learnings from what has happened, and the DAA won't be found in that position again. Now, they go on. That said, rather than trying to point the finger of blame, all parties will be better served at this stage by everyone being focused and thinking proactively about getting the passenger cap lifted, ensuring Ireland doesn't lose vital connectivity, jobs, tourism and economic growth opportunities over the years ahead. So rather than Simon Harris bringing them in and carpeting them, a solution needs to be found, Stephen. That's what everybody is saying.
Yeah, and if you put a planning application into a local authority, they're very good at dealing with planning applications. They deal with planning, most planning applications within 8 weeks. And if it's a more complex one that requires environmental impact assessment like this does, that extends to 16 weeks. What they did is they put in such a large, complex planning application full of about 11 different infrastructure.
But they've admitted,
projects.
They've said, they've fessed up. They said, we got it wrong. We made a mess
of it.
They're saying, can you please help us fix it?
Well, I have some advice then for the DAA. They should put in a separate planning application purely on the passenger cap levels and let Fingal County Council assess that. And I think that will be done within 16 to 18 weeks. Because remember, the passenger cap is about the infrastructural capacity at Dublin Airport to deal with the number of passengers going in. It was based on transport. So the people of North County Dublin, the people out in Fingal, their health and their enjoyment of their homes is being destroyed at the moment by these nighttime flights in exceedance of the planning condition, their deviation from flight paths. And the DAA, I'm glad to hear they've admitted that the responsibility for this fiasco lies with them, and not this scattergun approach asking ministers and Taoiseachs to go in and sort out the mess. Take responsibility. The IAA, in fairness to them, they have shown some good corporate governance here and said, that's the cap, and this is how you've got to divide out the number of seats now over the 12 months.
But you're still saying, despite how serious this is, and Owen has explained how serious he views it, you're saying the government can't take a role here.
But the government cannot be expected to go in and break planning laws. The government cannot be expected to go in and interfere in a planning process, a statutory planning process. The people who are calling for that don't understand the planning system.
Yeah, Owen, do you accept that? That if you say that, you don't understand how things should work?
Well, I go back to my previous point, Claire, that, you know, I can't think of a bigger, more important strategic issue that is affecting the national interest. And I think I don't think the planning process is fit for purpose in this regard. I think for the local authority to be tasked with this, I mean, of course, DAA should have applied at an earlier date. I mean, they've admitted this themselves. But we are where we are, and I think we need to constructively solve this as quickly as possible. And maybe it's the interim application to get the passenger cap lifted. But either way, it needs to be processed quickly, it needs to be expedited, and it needs to be pushed through as quickly as possible, because I just think that the whole national economy of an island nation, you know, there's no bridges anywhere, there's no tunnels anywhere, there's no trains or roads off this country. We are hugely dependent on air and to a lesser extent sea, and at the moment we have this stop on arrivals and departures from the country, and that is very, very quickly going to impact tourism and very, very quickly going to impact the broader economy.
And Stephen, are you concerned about that impact?
I'm absolutely concerned about it, and again I put it back and say, what were they doing about this? They knew this was coming and they seem to have done nothing about it. And it is of a strategic nature, and in fact Dublin Airport has its own part in the Planning Act, Part 5, but the Planning Act is specific to Dublin Airport. Now, I want people to be able to go on holidays. I want business people to be able to come here. I fully understand that airline connectivity is vitally and critically important for this island, but the people who have a responsibility for ensuring that Dublin Airport was able to meet that have failed in this. Now they need to sit down and put in a proper planning application, and it will be dealt with, and it will be judged like everybody else that participates in the planning system.
Yeah.
There's no special cases for anybody.
But I think people will be surprised that you don't seem to have any concerns about lifting the cap per se, even though that will see a big increase in emissions from the airplanes that, you know, increase how often they fly in and out of Dublin to cater for the passengers.
it's of primary concern to me, the amount of emissions from aviation across Europe. But emissions from airlines is dealt with at a European level by an emissions trading system, and each airline is allocated a certain amount, and then they have to buy emissions credits. So the more the airlines engage with more efficient fuels and more efficient airlines, they will reduce the emissions from it. But remember, Claire, this cap was not about emissions, because at that time in 2007, that wasn't considered. Fingo will have to consider the emissions impact of those extra 8,000 passengers coming in every year that the DAA have applied for now. They didn't previous to this, but they do now under the Climate Act. But yes, I'm vitally concerned about emissions from airlines. And I think, in fairness to airlines like Ryanair, they do have quite efficient airlines, and I know that.
So a passenger cap is not the way to deal with emissions. Is that what you're saying?
Well, the passenger cap, as it's in place now, is about the infrastructural capacity of Dublin Airport, the transport of Dublin Airport, the impact that has on the surrounding residents and businesses and people that live in North County Dublin.
Yeah, but keeping it at a lower level, the byproduct of that is that you'll have less emissions, right?
You would have less emissions as things stand, as aviation fuel improves and becomes less kind of, reduction in emissions. I mean, if you bring in 30 million people with high emissions fuel, that's worse than bringing in 40 million with low emissions fuels.
Mm-hmm. And can we stay within our climate boundaries and our ambition and increase the cap?
That will be a matter for the planning authorities to decide.
Mm-hmm. But it doesn't concern you, because I think your voters will be questioning why you're not calling for a limit to the number of passengers going through Dublin Airport. I mean, that's not really how you're approaching this morning, and people who voted for the Greens might wonder why.
Well, we are looking at every sector across society, every aspect of industry, every aspect of commercial, of building, construction, everybody, to reduce their emissions. And in fairness, a lot of sectors are doing that. We're doing that in the energy sector. We're doing that in the agricultural sector. We're challenged in transport. And it's up to those transport operators as well. And remember, they have to pay for their carbon credits. And that's what impacts on the price of an airline ticket as well. So the more efficient they become with their airline and their fuels, or their aircraft and their fuels, then they reduce their carbon cost. And, you know, that will reflect in the price of tickets also.
And Owen, just to come back to you finally, so you wanted the Department of the Taoiseach to take this up, but Stephen Matthews has put this other solution on the table, that a separate application goes in from the Dublin Airport Authority to Fingal County Council, solely dealing with the passenger cap. It could be dealt with in 16 weeks. Would that work?
Well, listen, I think that's under consideration by DAA, and I think if they submit something, I just think it needs to be turned around very quickly. I mean, the fear is that once it goes into the planning process, there's delays, there's complexities, there's objections, there's appeals, and, you know, the 16 weeks becomes something far longer, and meanwhile airlines are being turned away. So I think it needs to be prioritised, it needs to be expedited. As I say, I can't think of a more important national issue for the economy, and we hugely depend on connectivity. And on emissions, Claire, all I'll say is that aviation accounts for about 2-3% of greenhouse gas emissions, so it's obviously a significant player, but it's not the big bogeyman that some people make it out to be.
Yeah, but it's going to grow because there are great strides, but nothing concrete is happening yet, and it's a growth area. You know, every other sector is making huge progress, and we've seen that in agriculture as well. But there's virtually no restrictions on airline and aircraft and the engines and what they use to power them.
Yeah, but you'd be surprised that Aer Lingus and Ryanair are buying in loads and loads of what's called sustainable aviation fuel. Which means that the aviation traffic becomes obviously less carbon heavy. So there's really good stuff happening. I would much prefer, though, to see a carrot approach rather than a stick approach. The danger is, and Stephen mentioned this earlier, the danger is that, you know, the newer, more modern, more fuel efficient, the sustainable aviation fuel aircraft don't go to Dublin because it's seen as a sort of a somewhere where growth cannot happen. And instead you get older aircraft with less carbon-friendly mechanics going through, airport, which is obviously isn't a good thing.
Let's leave it there. We'll be talking about this again, I'm sure, in the gathering a little bit later on, and let's see what happens and what emerges from the whole situation. Stephen Matthews from the Green Party, Owen Amara Walsh from the Irish Tourism Industry Confederation. Thank you both.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.